Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time for our afternoon market wrap-up. All the details coming up right after this.
At Mueller, we believe in value. Our Value Plus buildings are pre-engineered and feature an easy-to-assemble, bolt-together design. Mueller's durable roofing panels are hail-resistant and come backed by a 30-year limited paint warranty. The true value never stops at just a quality product at a reasonable price. It shows in the service you receive during your purchase and in how a company stands behind their product after the sale. We understand that buying a steel building or metal roof for your home can be a lifetime decision. And Mueller will provide assurance before, during, and for decades after your purchase. At Mueller, you simply get more. More for your money, more confidence in our company, which gives you more value. We're here to serve the people of Oklahoma. Call 877-2-MUELLER or visit us online at MuellerInc.com. That's MuellerInc.com.
Well, feedlot country generally quiet today with activity limited to scattered sales in parts of Nebraska and Iowa. Some dress deals have been turned in at $2.16, a dollar higher than yesterday and last week. Unsold cattle are priced around $1.36 in the south and $2.18 in the north. We suspect that country movement is about done for the week. Now, live cattle issues were mostly higher today with spring and summer months attracting the most buying interest. This market gapped higher on the opening and really never looked back. Prices were supported by aggressive short covering, bull spreading, and rejuvenated cash market optimism. Beef cutouts were mixed in midday at about 56 cents to off 17 cents, with about 11 loads of select cuts, zero loads of trimmings. The feeder contracts were outperforming their live counterparts from spot April to October. Prices were about 120 to 272 higher, even given current high water marks. April and May remain $2 to $6 below the cash index. Now, the lean hog futures traded moderately lower through mid-session, but turned mixed towards the close. With expiration scheduled for next Thursday, the 14th spot April is largely held in check by the small discount of the cash index. More generally, rather flat fundamentals in the late winter-spring period have simply not inspired the board to swing one way or the other. Carcass value is moderately lower, with lower loins, hams, and bellies overshadowing higher sales of ribs and butts. The wheat trade was higher across the three contracts, with trade chopping along at the bottom of the range. Corn trade was fractionally to a penny higher after trading a few cents lower early on in the session. And the soybean trade was higher today, with trade moving towards the upper end of the range early on. Meal was $5 to $6 higher. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network.